A Western Sydney health service is hopeful that a new community program will help reunite parents and children living in out-of-home care. Isabella Higgins has been investigating and she's with me now. Hi, Isabella. What is this community program about?
Well, Linda, a local mother actually started the group. They meet weekly to provide mentoring, parenting classes and legal support to families struggling to navigate the out-of-home care system, and at a time when the number of children in the region living in foster care is growing. So to find out more, I caught up with the woman behind the initiative. Emma is a proud mum of three. We haven't used her real name so as not to reveal the family's identity. Two of her children were removed from her care during a tough time in her life.
I was addicted to amphetamines at the time, or meth. But yeah, it really took a toll on me mentally to the point where I had my oldest two children removed from my life.
She retains custody of her youngest child, a seven-month-old girl. The young mother spent time in the foster care system herself while growing up. She turned up at Marin Wajali Health Service in Western Sydney years ago, looking for help to clean up her life.
I'm now like 3 years clean, so I was a complete mess when I first came in here. I really was. Like, I was off with the pixies, to be honest. But I'm now in a really good place where I'm able to help others that are going through things.
Emma is now trying to regain custody of her older children, but it's a lengthy process and she's been frustrated by a gap in services. She started a trial program with social workers at the health service. It links parents wanting to regain custody with workers at the Department of Family and Child Services. The goal, to create a clear action plan for each family with the help of counsellors and lawyers.
Yeah, a big comfort sort of thing to know that there's other people going through similar things, because there's plenty of parenting courses and all that sort of stuff, but nothing just to give the parents a bit of information on how to deal with them, what they're expecting of you, what all the paperwork that they hand to you means.
Leslie Strickland is a counsellor at the health service.
My caseload is 50 active clients at the moment. Almost my entire caseload currently has issues with child custody. We're overwhelmed. It's a bit of a tsunami of grief and trauma out here.
Over the past two decades, the number of children in out-of-home care in New South Wales has more than quadrupled. It's estimated 20,000 kids are in foster care in the state. Last year, a state inquiry found consecutive governments had failed to invest in the sector. The Berejiklian government has committed to less than half of the inquiry's recommendations.
When children get removed, it's a traumatic experience for the children and for the parents and the family, the extended family. And we find that the parents will either throw themselves further into addiction because they're just so traumatized and they don't know how to cope with those feelings and emotions, or they'll come here fired up.
Emma admits she's made terrible mistakes as a parent, but hopes her older children can soon join their little sister.
Like, thankfully, they've never asked the question, but you know, I often think to myself, like, are they wondering, you know, how come we have to go and she can stay, sort of thing? And I have guilt around that sort of stuff.
Mum of three, Emma, Isabella Higgins, our reporter.